5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yes, indeed. Good day to all live from Sarasota. It's your boy Roy, man. SRQ Talk, doing another TGIF Friday broadcast here from you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for smashing the play button. Just another scorching day here in paradise that we hear the locals like to call, because it truly is. Sarasota is a wonderful city. We broadcast live. We have been for almost a year. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the SRQ Talk Show that was launched on July 5th. Or was it on July 4th? I'm not sure what it was. I'd have to look back on it. That's the first ever broadcast. I mean, the show was brought upon by the pandemic here, which tends to be dying off a little bit, considering everybody is getting vaccinated and, you know, everybody's starting to, but Canada, yo, what's up with Canada? Canada is still in a panic mode, man. Free Canada already. I have no listeners in Canada, but I do have a bunch of listeners elsewhere, like almost 94% in the US of A. We have 15 countries now, and we list them all the time. If you've been listening to any of our shows, it's June 11th, 2021, man. And we're ready to get the party started here on season 3, episode 12 now. Log it up, man. Friday, we're feeling good. We're in hurricane mode as of June 1st. We're doing a broadcast here of a recap of the week that was. We do like to bring Sarasota, Manatee County to the front of the line on any news, and then we'll do Florida news, national news, and then, of course, since we have 15 countries, Germany leading the way there on the international listenership, followed by 14 countries other than that outside of the U.S., and, of course, here domestically, we're looking at Washington, man. Seattle's bunched up, doesn't want to let go of the lead there. However, I will tell you that Florida is nipping at its toes there on Washington, about to pass them in listenership. And of course, it makes sense. We're broadcasting from Florida. We have 17 cities already in Florida. Our newest one was Spring Hill. Yep, Spring Hill out there in about an hour and a half north of Tampa, because Tampa, yeah, they don't want to participate. Congratulations to your damn Lightning. They advance, and they're playing up against the Long Island damn Islanders there, the New York Islanders. Yep, they play in Long Island. That's why I call them that. But that's going to be a hell of a series, I'll tell you what. And you better be a little scared, because the Islanders are a tough team. But we do a one-hour show here, so we're going to do the all the vomit, bad news, and we're going to start off the show and bring down the show down right away with a horrific story coming out of Florida, out there in Royal Palm Beach in West Palm, where I do have listeners out of the Fort Lauderdale, Boca, Raton, Delray Beach area. This is Royal Palm Beach. A horrific story coming out, man, that we're going to have to start out with here, because we are going to recap the week that was, a half hour of all this vomit news, all this bad news. And then the next half hour, it's all about sports. It's all about the NBA and the NHL. A little bit of baseball. I don't think we'll get to baseball, because they're really not relevant just yet. We are a baseball definitely fans here. However, we're going to start off with the NBA and NHL, because there's been action all week there. I am glad you're joining me here again, man. SRQ Talk. It's your boy Roy, man. broadcasting only on Fridays now, but if you ever want to archive the shows or participate in the show, which we definitely encourage you to do, hit me up on an email at srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, go ahead and leave me a 60-second message. Let your voice be heard by going to srqtalkshow.com there, and that'll give you a message button there. You can click onto that. We broadcast live off the Anchor dashboard. They allow you 60 seconds there. And if it's any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous. We'll play it on the air. We did get a little participation on an email. We got K Gerber 73 at hotmail.com. Damn, who has Hotmail anymore? But anyway, K Gerber does, and she reached out. What did she got to say? One of your listeners from Columbus, Ohio. Log it up, baby. Yeah, they can't turn me off in Columbus, Ohio, the number three state in that listens to your boy Roy here. Going down in July, what's the status of Red Tide? Never hear you talk much about it. You know, that is interesting that you bring that up, K Gerber. And hats off to you, Columbus, Ohio, baby. Coming in strong in the number three. No one's taking Columbus away. They love me over there. They cannot turn me off. But anyway, K Gerber 73 at Gmail. Thank you for reaching out to the show. Red Tide. Red Tide is something definitely that's been stirring up in the news a little bit lately. They're giving you hints of it. People want updates on it, just like yourself. Well, you're a little selfish just because you're coming in July. The thing is that Red Tide is devastating, more devastating than any COVID, 19, any pandemic, any hurricane, any natural disaster that can possibly happen. Red Tide, that's horrible. That's game over. That's game over. You can't leave your house. It's just like nobody comes here. You almost got, you have the plague, okay? And for you not, yeah, we're going to get into that, K Gerber, okay? Now I got a damn program director here. Come on, K Gerber. Thank you for reaching out there. He or she, you can't really tell what it is. It's whatever you identify yourself as, I guess. But anyway, how we feel when we get an email? Oh, that's it, baby. Columbus, Ohio. Yep. We got, first, like I told you, Washington, Seattle can't shut me off. So Washington, let's see, Florida, and then the great state of Ohio. And guess what? Everything's big in Texas, right? Including your boys' numbers. That's right. Not only heard in Dallas, Houston, and in Austin, Texas, right? Let me see. They're a strong number four there. Let me see who's Dallas, Austin, and Houston. There you go, man. Big Texas, they're number four in the states there. And rounding up the top five is my great people of Virginia. For some reason, they embrace me there. Today's show, sponsored to you by...
Do you enjoy watching movies?
Yeah!
Do you like to hear other people's opinions on movies?
Yes!
And do you find that you don't always have the time to listen to an entire podcast about one movie?
Yes!
Well, then you might enjoy my new podcast, Living for the Cinema. My reviews cover the good, the bad, and the ugly of what makes each film unique, but in less than 15 minutes. Check out Living for the Cinema on all platforms where podcasts are available.
There you go. Man, that's my boy Jeff Gershon, okay? Cinema enthusiast of all genres, passionate about discussing directors, actors, composers, soundtracks, cinematographic, from movies from the past 50 years, and his new short form movie review podcast, livingforthecinema.com. If you want more information, the podcast drops on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Go check out Jeff's movie reviews there. You can also contact Jeff there on his website, livingforthecinema.com. Log it up, man. Thank you for sponsoring this show. So we move on here. And like I did mention, there was a horrific, absolutely, just a sad situation here where there was a shooting yesterday, apparently on Thursday, in the Royal Palm Beach, Florida Publix. where a grandmother and a one-year-old child died. All right. And that's no joke at all. And a 55-year-old white male has been, he took his own life there after shooting the two. They don't have too much information as far as like what the motive was. At first, they thought they were kind of related here. So three dead at a Florida supermarket. So let's get the story here. The little story information that they have in less than 24 hours that this happened. Royal Palm Beach, Florida, man fatally shot at a grandmother and a one-year-old grandson inside a Florida supermarket before killing himself, authorities said, causing dozens to flee the store in a panic. The shooting happened shortly after 11:30 a.m. Thursday at Publix, located in a strip mall that also houses small shops and restaurants, you know, typical Florida mall there. Authorities initially said that the shooter and the victims may have known each other. And a later update from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said that there was no known motive or relationship between the suspect and the victims, but detectives were still investigating. The sheriff's office identified the suspect as Timothy J. Wall, 55, of Royal Palm Beach. The names of the grandmother and her grandson won't be released. Their families invoked Marcy's Law, the sheriff's office said, which allows victims of crimes to block information that could be used to locate or harass them in their families from being made public. Interesting. The family invoked the Marcy's Law, man. They want privacy. Juancito Guardia told the Palm Beach Post he was at the deli area when the shooting happened in the produce aisle. I heard there was a shooting. A woman Publix worker said, run, shooting, Guardia said. I was scared, panicked. It's sad because everything happened so fast. Everyone was running and some employees were crying. Ron Glassman, a stress management consultant, had just parked his car and was heading to another shop when about 50 customers of employees in small clusters came running out of the Publix yelling, there's a shooter, there's a shooter. Don't go in there. Oh my God. It was a pretty chaotic. People were shaking, Glassman said, screaming. You can imagine, man. He said armed sheriff deputies were wearing helmets and bulletproof vests, arrived about 5 minutes later. Publix, in a statement, said, our thoughts are with those who are impacted by the tragedy. The company added that it is incorporating the law enforcement, but declined further comment. The company added that it is cooperating with the law enforcement, but declined further comment. Publix is Florida's largest grocery chain and has more than 1,200 stores in southern United States. The sheriff's office said that the supermarket would be closed until Saturday. Royal Palm Beach is in a middle-class suburb of 40,000 residents, about 15 miles inland from Palm Beach. There you go, man, keeping you in the know. It's your boy Roy, man. Season 3, episode 12. I can never get that right. Broadcasting only on Fridays here, man. Sorry to start out with such a damn tragic story. I mean, who would want to do this to this grandmother and this grandson? I mean, I want more answers, man. You're saying that they knew each other, and now you're saying that they didn't know each other. I don't understand it, but I welcome all of you. I told you that we broadcast live from the Anchor dashboard here, but Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, man. You get the point, man. Anywhere you get your podcast, you put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to be right there. You can Google search us as well. Let's go over some of the stories that made at least an impact on me. Just, kind of like, because there's tons of stories, I mean, that happened during the week. We're just trying to recap basically what happens here locally is number one, as you can see. But we do Florida news because we got listeners everywhere. We got 17 cities in Florida, man. Don't get me started. It's a scorcher out today, man. It really is. It's going to be, it's summertime patterns. Absolutely. I'm just trying to go through some of these stories. And all of them are, you know, most of them are, you know, and I'm not going to get into it. I only got an hour show, 30 minutes on this side, 30 minutes on the back end. Let me see. My internet connection is just a vomit. It really is. Whether it's Frontier, whether it's Comcast, I think it's the buildings or something. It's the way things are made here. It's just the, it's like molasses, man. I feel like I'm in back in the 90s on a landline. Renters in need can get personalized help in Manatee County. Yeah, look at that, man. If you need apartment help, apartments are skyrocketing, man. You know, easily for a one bedroom, you're going to be paying about $1,100. The word on the street is. So if you're looking for it, renters in need can get personalized help in Manatee County. There you go. Let me see. Local reaction. We're local reaction. I mean, what could the local reaction of someone shooting up the damn Publix in suburban damn Royal Palm Beach, man? It's that. That's the local reaction. What do you mean? I'm not going to go into a whole damn boring story. That's what it is. It's panic, man. Are you kidding me? People are out of control, man. Right, if you're going to start shooting up places like in Royal Palm Beach, man, you know, things have gotten out of hand. Okay, you're not used to hearing those kind of stories in those places, and I don't know what the hell people's issues are, man. Don't blame it on COVID or the pandemic, man, only because you were, you know, laid up for a year. Just think about if you were a damn Canadian right now. You know, you can't even get out of the damn country. And if you go in, you got to quarantine. Like you have leprosy or somebody for 14 days, man. Get over it, man. Who is that guy? Trudeau, this is what the Canadians think of you, Trudeau. That's what the word on the street is. There's a lot of Canadians in Siesta Key, Trudeau, and in Longboat Key here locally that I talk to, okay? And what the only thing that they have to say about you basically is what happens. They start turning green, and they just hate you like poison, Trudeau. So you better get it together, man. Free the damn Canadians there. Lock it up, man. There you go. Suncoast, this is a story, you know, because I try to have a show that to where I'm being helpful on the airwaves here, giving some kind of a public service. And I can tell you that the Suncoast Blood Centers is facing a critical blood supply shortage and needs your damn help. According to a Facebook post, your blood donations will help make sure that they have blood they need to save the lives of people across the Suncoast. Just 45 minutes of your time will make a world of difference. Those who have received the COVID-19 vaccine can donate blood or platelets with no waiting period, according to the Facebook post. To schedule your donation at one of our 6 locations or blood mobiles, you could go to their damn website over there. Okay, let me see. Yeah, the blood centers, people need blood, man. That's very important. So get out there, and everybody, that, you know, to tell you the truth, you know, when I used to work in an office environment, I was kind of traumatized as a kid, man. My mom didn't like us to give blood and stuff. She was just too panicked about the spreading of disease and all that. She didn't think it was relevant. But these days, man, there's a shortage, and they need your blood. So go out there, and they're asking for your help here. Suncoast Blood Centers facing critical conditions there with blood. So go out and give blood if you can, and do something good. Make yourself feel good. It's no act as selfless, right? It's a selfish act. It's going to make you feel good. Let me see. Manatee County's budget allocating. That sounds like a damn yawn fest of a story. I'm not doing that. Staying hot. Yeah, it's hot, man, and it feels like 107 degrees outside, man. I'm not joking. I don't care if it says it's 92, you get a little bit of a breeze. Thank God I live by the beach over here, because if I lived like, you know, Arcadia or in damn Spring Hill, or, you know, one of our new listeners up there, I'd be dying over there, man. I can't take that crap. Are you kidding me? Man, I live in Siesta Key. Damn it, there's a breeze out here. You know what I'm saying? Florida attorney Ashley Moody issues a consumer alert about COVID-19 surveys. Oh, what? And also this week, the dashboard went out, man. They took down the Florida dashboard that gave you updates on the no more updates to Florida's daily COVID dashboard. There are weekly reports now, and they're copying our show. That's right. They're only broadcasting on Fridays, too. Florida will no longer update its COVID-19 dashboard that tracked the number of cases and deaths in the state. This is what our show was built on. This is the foundation material of our show. It took over the show, the COVID-19. We started the show 1 year ago on July 4th, man. We're coming up on our damn anniversary, man. How about that, huh? A whole year of doing this crap. That's right. Florida no longer update the COVID-19 dashboard that it used to be like our Bible. Okay. We used to go to it all the time and just, oh my God, and now that I look at it, it's funny that we look at it. And if you listen to past shows, and you can do that by going to srqtalk.com, and that'll give you the archive shows. We had 37 shows on season one, 28 on season two. And now today it's episode 12, man, season three. How do you like this? Its daily COVID-19 and vaccine reports are also stopped. Instead, it will post weekly reports only on what? On Fridays. What? On Fridays? Like your boy Roy? That's right. Florida Department of Health Communications Director Wissam Curry told the Miami Herald. The report has a new format with condensed information. Some of the changes to statewide cases and death counts no longer include non-Florida residents, which made up 43,535 cases and 744 deaths in the state. Now the data only looks at Florida residents. That's how it should be there, Mr. Corey. So we've got to keep our eye on the clock, man, because we're always passing, because your time flies with your boy Roy here, man. Let me see. We are about 20 minutes in. Let's see what else bad, vomit-inducing bad news we can find. Can I get a damn good story? I mean, really? There's nothing going on here. Blood, body, foul. Look at this. And since my number two city, oh my God, let me go back to the cities. Is he talking about his numbers again?
Whatever.
You're damn right I am, okay? Because I got to give props out to my damn people from St. Petersburg and Pinellas Park. What the hell happened? Did someone call fire out there in Pinellas Park? They're coming on like Secretarian in the damn Kentucky Derby, coming around the bend, man. It's Pinellas Park of all places. Are you kidding me, man? They are coming for third place big time. If I can get to the damn story, but I can't. Why? Because my internet state is absolutely horrible, man. I'm pumped up and lathered up here, man. It's the weekend. I'm in Florida, man. Don't you wish you were in Florida, you and everybody else? That's right. I'm not tooting our own horn, man. It's one of the most, the states that is getting most people to go to live to, including Tennessee and damn my people out there in damn Texas, okay? Look at that. Internationally, Germany. He's going to go through it again?
Whatever.
Yeah, Germany, UK, Taiwan, Ireland, Mexico, Turkey, Netherlands, Singapore, Colombia, Spain, Italy, Qatar, South Africa, New Zealand, and Malaysia. How do you like me now, baby? That is all radars there. And they're not big percentages by no means. I'm telling you, they're big percentages. But they're listening, man. I don't know if we're getting them through SoundCloud, through LinkedIn. Who knows, man? They're advertising the show behind my back there. But Washington, Florida, and Ohio, top three. Texas and Virginia is fourth. And I lost my track of mind. Where were we talking about? Our new city, damn Kentucky. How about that? Kentucky. Let me see what city in Kentucky is listening to us. I don't know anything geographically about Kentucky other than like Louisville. So let me see, where am I? Where am I? Fort Mitchell? Log it out. Fort Mitchell. If you know where Fort Mitchell is, let me know. They're listening out there in Kentucky, man. So let me see what else news we can get you, man. There's not much. That's right. This is why we're going to nearby in the Skyway Bridge. Identifies a missing body found near the Skyway Bridge, man, where they listened to me, man. I hope this wasn't one of my damn listeners. Let me see. St. Petersburg, Florida. A body of a woman found burned near the Sunshine State. Are you kidding me, man? A bridge Wednesday night has been identified as a female security guard who had been reported missing earlier that day, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said. At a news conference Thursday afternoon, Sheriff's spokeswoman Crystal Clark said they were asking for the public's help in helping to solve this case. Absolutely, man. Are you kidding me? Firefighters in St. Petersburg discovered a body in the ashes of a grass fire Wednesday night near the Skyway Bridge. St. Petersburg police said that the remains were found about 8 p.m. after the fire was extinguished in the woods near the bridge's north side rest area. Earlier that day, the family of a security guard at the Beachwalk, at the Beachwalk condominiums in the town and country area of Dam Tampa has reported that she had not returned home from work as expected. Clark said forensic investigation and identifying marks on the body confirmed her identity. And guess how they confirmed it? With the damn tattoos. Absolutely. So sometimes it's a good thing for the family. They want to know for sure. That is one way of knowing. But that's what I was meaning about always being able to identify you by tattoos. A few other details were available. The victim's car was still at the apartment complex when her body was found. Clark confirmed there is a person of interest in the case, but no arrests have been made. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office at area code 813-247-8200. You heard? 813-247-8200. It is not yet known if the person died as a result of the fire or before. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office has taken over the investigation and was expected to share new information on a news conference on Thursday afternoons. This is the developing story. The story will be updated. Keeping you in the know, man. You got it locked into your boy Roy SRQ Talk on another. Looking forward to another beautiful weekend here in paradise on the west coast of Florida, where our podcast is definitely amped up, man. We got definitely, we're making a dent out here in the west coast, that's for sure. I do encourage you to go and check out, what is it? livingforthecinema.com there. You can visit their website or just put in Living for the Cinema on your podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast. And I'm sure George Gershon there, movie reviewer, you're going to enjoy that show. We appreciate them today. We're going to keep it moving here. I hate to think that, you know, that's all the damn bad news that I can fit in 30 minutes. That's because he's always talking about his numbers. Yeah. So Roy's basically going to do what he wants to do here. If I get you the news, I get it to you. Okay. If I want to talk about something else, I'm going to talk about it, you know, until somebody pays me more money and then tells me what to do. Florida bans critical race and classroom rideshare. This is one question, one I did want to get into. And what's going on with damn Uber and Lyft drivers selling out people, man? I'm telling you, you call an Uber or Lyft, first of all, they're either going to rip you off and charge you like $200 to take you from the Tampa airport to Sarasota, or they're just plain and simple not going to show up and try getting them on a like at 5 a.m. or something. Yeah, that's a big joke. At 5 a.m, an Uber driver. And when he doesn't arrive, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, you're damn right you are. Just go to suncoastcarservice.com and they'll take care of you. They'll take you a pre-reservation. You'll have a professional driver at your door at that time for sure. Suncoastcarservice.com there. So what do we got here? As far as more news, man, I was trying to get you something else, but there's not much going on. And that's about the time we have on those local news, because the second hour, which I encourage you to stand by with me, it's going to be a whole 30 minutes of all sports. It's SRQ Talks. Stand by. Yes, we are back. Thank you for joining me back here, SRQ Talk. It's your boy, Roy, here. June 11th, 2021, man. It's getting hot and brutal. Just stepped outside for the break in between segments here. And man, it is Africa hot, man. It's Haiti hot outside. It's swampy. It's just uncomfortably warm, to say the least, man. It's scorching outside here. Live from Sarasota, man. It's your boy here, TGIF Friday, where we're broadcasting only on Fridays now. You guys know that if you've been listening to any of our 74 previous shows there. You know, we've been season 3 now, episode 12. And we're locking it up, man. We did get some participation from the audience out there. kgerber73@hotmail.com. I know I said earlier Gmail, it was hotmail.com. She wanted to know about Red Tide, man, and I didn't want to like blow her off, but I don't need her being my damn promo director too. That was from the great state of Ohio. Kay Gerber participating in the show. And what can I tell you about Red Tide? There has been a Red Tide is a higher than normal concentration of a microscopic algae in Florida. The species that causes most red tides is Karenia brevis. You heard me. What? That's right. Karenia brevis. The organism produces a toxin that can affect the central nervous system of fish. And there's fish that pile up dead, man. They don't want to show you. They don't want you to have it's an environmental disaster, Red Tide, not only for the economy and for tourism, and it's the death for Siesta Key and the surrounding areas here in Suncoast, Venice, great people of Dan Venice and Northport. The high concentrations called the bloom, the organisms may discolor the water a red or brown hue. The water can even remain its normal color during the bloom. So it's absolutely disgusting, Red Tide, here. It's a death wish. It'll impact the economy and society here, at least locally here in Sarasota and Siesta Key, more than any pandemic and more than any hurricane. You know, some of the question is Red Tide, can Red Tide be predicted? And it cannot be predicted. Scientists can't provide a 3.5 day forecast of where the bloom will move using wind and water current data. The effects of Red Tide, okay, which is basically dead fish and respiratory irritation in people, depend on movement of concentration of Red Tide microorganisms. So it gets really scientific, man. Do red tides occur anywhere else? And the question is, yes, it happens also in the Gulf of Mexico. Let me see. Yes, many algae species cause red tides all over the world, yet the organisms that causes Florida's red tide, Cape Brevis, formerly mentioned, is found almost exclusively in the Gulf of Mexico in Florida. Florida red tides can be transported around the Gulf of Mexico as coastal waters move with winds and currents and all that crap. Some red tides have even carried from the Gulf Stream into the Atlantic Ocean as far as north as Delaware. There you go, man. Keeping you in the know, responding to an email that we got. And if you wanted to email the show and participate like Kay Gerber 73 did, you can go to srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, let me hear your voice. Let your voice be heard. Go to srqtalk.com, hit the message button. And I know I said srqtalkshow.com before. I know I did.
Whatever.
It's srqtalk.com, man. Hit the message button. It'll give you 60 seconds there. And if it's any good, I'm going to put you on the air. How can I find out about current red tide conditions? The Moats Beach Conditions Reported System is the best way. Provides beach conditions reports from select beaches in the southwest coast of Florida. And there has been some murmurs of it being out there in Fort Myers, which used to be my king of the mountain. Fort Myers, baby, is right up there. It's number two now behind Orlando. That's right. Hey, Orlando, how you doing? Number one listener in the state of Florida is Orlando, of all places. I know. When we found out it was Orlando, we had no idea why, but hey, Orlando loves us and embraces us. We're going to keep our eye on the time. Just wanted to get back to Kay Gerber so I didn't have any of the haters,
whatever,
you know, tell me, oh, you know, you asked for emails. The lady asked you about Red Tide and you blew her off. You know, not here, not on your boy Roy show. I'm doing season 3, episode 12. And like I mentioned in the first half of the show, because we do a one-hour show here every Friday, that's why we got to keep it going. And that's why I'm so damn amped up all the time. But we're coming up to our one-year anniversary show, which will be on July 4th. Are we going to do anything special? No, man. We're going to keep it going, man. A year is nothing. We plan on doing this. We won't stop. We've gone from doing it 5 days a week, where we would broadcast just during the whole pandemic and the whole COVID damn scares. I'm so glad it's over. You know, I'm in a situation now where I don't know if I should put on a mask. I'm feeling hesitant. I feel like people are like looking at me saying, that guy didn't get the vaccine. Because honestly, if you've gotten the vaccine, two shots of it, there's no reason why you should have a mask on, right? Because if you do have a mask on, it basically means that, to me, it means that you don't believe in the vaccine, okay? Some of us got it, some of us don't. I'm just waiting for the damn lottery. Come on, Florida. Do the lotto like my great people in Ohio did and give $1 million because the odds of people that haven't got the vaccine compared to, like, the regular, like, say, Florida lottery, lottery where it's, like, 1,700,000, whatever, chances of you winning it, chances are much better, man. It's your boy Roy. Thank you for tuning in. We had a whole week of sports and so much action happened that we're never going to get it in with the 20 minutes that we have left because your time flies here with your boys Roy's. There was some afternoon games today. I know the Cardinals are going up against the Cubs momentarily here at 2:20 coming up. That's an afternoon game, and I love afternoon games. One thing about the COVID that I do miss, when teams were in the bubble and all that, you would have games all the time at like 12 noon, 1 o'clock games, sometimes even in the morning, you know, and that was great. But now, you know, I'd rather not have the COVID and have some games in the daytime. It's usually baseball that does it. But honestly, man, we're all amped up on this basketball. Let's go back a week since we are doing the recap here of the week. A lot has happened. A lot of things have changed here in the playoffs. Teams have advanced. Teams have choked. Now, we've seen some good series. We saw a 7-game series over there in Dallas with the Clippers. So there has been, and we thought earlier in the week Dallas was going to take the Clippers. Dallas came out to a 2-0 lead on the clip joint. And we thought that the Clippers, it was going to be the same old story, choking in the playoffs, you know. Panic Pete was going to come out, and he hasn't hit too many shots, but he has been a little consistent. But it's all about Kawhi, baby. Kawhi Leonard, man, one of the best basketball players this world has seen. Top 10 for sure of all time, I would think. I mean, Kawhi really does have game. He doesn't talk much, but he definitely has game. Let's take it all the way back to Monday. Monday's when the Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks, which took over your damn New York Knicks, your overhyped damn Knicks, you know, so much hype. But they come in as a lower seed, the Knicks coming in, but the expectations were high. The Knicks haven't seen or sniffed the playoffs in years, so it was good to see the Knicks back in it. But that kid from Atlanta took them, man. He took them hard too. Let me see. So they took the Knicks, so they advanced to play the Sixers. Because this kid, Trae Young, man, Mac Daddy, off the chain, Trae Young, he's a little arrogant, little skinny, little punk that I'm sure gets under people's skins. But the kid's either hot or he's just going to build a house there with all the bricks he throws. He was 1-for-7 on Monday against the Sixers when they opened up, and the Sixers took care of business there, 118-102, too much of Embiid to deal with there. And so the Clippers survived Dallas, right? So on Monday, they went up against Utah Jazz. Different story, baby. Utah Jazz, they are my laddie. I love me some Utah Jazz, man. And we're not talking about your daddy's a Utah Jazz with Stockton and Malone, okay? We're talking about the new with Donovan Mitchell. I got a man crush on that guy. Donovan Mitchell scored 45 points on Monday night to take care of the clip joint there, 112-109 on Monday. That started the NBA second round of the playoffs there. And that was on Monday. So on Tuesday, teams like, let me see, on Tuesday, teams like, I'm sure, Brooklyn and the Milwaukee Bucks that also advanced in their respective first round games. And I'm hesitating here because internet, absolutely garbage. I'm dealing with garbage internet. So, I mean, what could I tell you? So they're telling me that Tuesday's games that I just gave you, 118-102, was on Tuesday. Let me see on Monday who played. Yeah, Mondays is when the Milwaukee Bucks played, and they got absolutely, just bitch slapped by the Brooklyn Nets, 125-86. And then Monday was when the Suns took care of the Nuggets, which is also a great, great series with Paul. Let me see. Yes, this was a really good game. Denver went down to Phoenix 122-102. That was when Chris Paul went off for 21 points and Booker had 21 points. They're all playing 38, 35 minutes. They got it going on there in Phoenix, and they're one of the teams that we might see there at the end of it. But yeah, that the big shocker Monday was the Bucks getting blown out. Gave you Tuesday's updates apparently. So when we jump to Wednesday, and that's right, is he doing all sports? Whatever. Yeah, that's what the show is about. The 30 minutes is a 1 hour show. The second 30 minutes is all sports. So if you don't like it, go. You know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Whatever.
Okay, so on Wednesday, which was on June 9th. The Nuggets again played the Suns, and the Suns again blew them out, 123-98. So the Nuggets are in huge trouble there against Phoenix because Phoenix is looking strong as hell. There was only one game going on there. That was the 9:30 game. And then on the next day, which was yesterday, we saw a low-scoring game. The over-under was just like 234. Really? I mean, the game ended 86-83. I thought I was just seeing, Riverview against Sarasota High here, man. I mean, give me a break. Are you kidding me? 86-83, a bore fest. They couldn't hit an open ocean shot, okay? But the Bucks did survive elimination there because the Nets were about to sweep their ass. Great game on the other side. On the night game, Utah again. Donovan Mitchell, man. It's all about the Mitchell. That is the most underrated point guard. That kid means business. Took care of the clip joint again, 117-111, putting the Jazz up 2-0. And today, Friday, June 11, 2021, guess what? Now the Sixers go up against the Hawks, and then there goes your Suns and Nuggets game. I told you earlier in the show, the sponsor of the show, of the whole entire show, is livingforthecinema.com. Okay, that's a movie review, and I let you hear them for themselves. The last when I broadcasted it earlier, I ran their commercial there. They're basically podcast drops on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Go to anywhere where you find your podcast. Go ahead and look up Jeff Gerson, which is a movie reviewer. He has a short form, a movie review podcast, Living for the Cinema. Either go to his website or go check him out. Search it on anywhere you get your podcast. Thank you for sponsoring this show, Jeff. Livingforthecinema.com. Lock it up there, man. Yeah, they're lining up, and they're actually forcing me more to broadcast more and more because the sponsors are out the doors for the show here, man. The numbers are very nice. You know, I was a little hesitant about the numbers. I thought we were going to drop in numbers just because we're only broadcasting one time a week now. And in turn, it's done the complete opposite, man. The numbers are amped up, and in little cities, a little like Pinellas Park. What the hell got into you? Pinellas Park is off the chain with the numbers. I mean, they're competing. They're coming up on St. Petersburg. They want to be number three in Florida, following Orlando, Fort Myers, St. Petersburg, and then just nipping at the toes is Pinellas Park. I must have struck a chord there with them. apparently, because they can't shut me off here. And anywhere where you can find your broadcast, we just happen to broadcast from the Anchor dashboard. So we encourage you to go to Anchor Podcasts there. And of course, I should have put, you know, my phone, but we don't edit the show, right? So we're going to take a timeout. Well, that's right. Thank you for waiting. Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay, we got to bring it back. Okay, I had to answer the phone. What do you want me to do? Sometimes some phone calls, you know, you just can't avoid. Some you just got to pick up, okay? And not every call can you give the FU button to. And you know what I mean. When you hit the end, when you want just the phone to stop ringing, you just can't take it anymore. But I'm about to go out to lunch here with Mom. I think I'm going to take it to the Casa Havana over there in Bradenton. Even though they're not a sponsor of the show, I can tell you where I'm going to go. It's very limited Cuban, Spanish places that you can go. It's not like we're down in the south into Miami, okay? Damn, a little bunk town over here, man. I mean, there's pocket Cubans everywhere around there. You know, Cubans are all over America, and Sarasota's no different. There's little pocket areas of Cubans. They're too spread out, too thin, though. But there's what I miss about the damn Cubans down there in the 305 is, like, they bring it up when it comes to food, man. I mean, that's how I was brought up, man. And it's not too much. I know we were going to some place over here on 17th and Honor Way. And the place became I had aunts and uncles. I got sick there. And I didn't really think much of the steak sandwich myself there. So, I mean, I'm not going to call them out. Maybe I guess I am calling them out. But, you know, it's a very famous place here. I don't want to, you know, any losses. But my experience personally, when I dropped my daughter, you know, it was a good experience with Mom and all that. There's some things that they have good there, but their meat quality. Absolutely. I wouldn't even feed it to my damn pet. All right. So we're going to try to go over to Bradenton, where we have, you know, Palmetto. Palmetto's numbers are going up like Pinellas Park. This episode, something brewing in Palmetto that they're starting to embrace the show. And they're my own damn, you know, because Bradenton, no, they don't want to participate in the show. They're down in the toilet bowl down there with Lakeland and with the newbies, like, you know, Spring Hill and Naples and all that other bottom dwellers of the ratings here on the SRQ talk show. But it's a TGIF, man. I was kind of like limping in today. I didn't really feel all that, but I guess my juice started flowing, man. I'm amped up. I'm glad we had a sponsor today, and definitely I encourage them, living for the cinema.com. I mentioned that. I mentioned how to get a hold of us. You know, any podcast, you could just put in SRQ talk show and your boy's gonna be all over it. Going over the NBA playoffs here. We're gonna wrap it up soon, man. And that's the thing about doing only a Friday show. I'm just ready for the weekend, man. Only because I'm doing a show once a week doesn't mean that I ain't hustling other areas, you know, during the week. But yeah, watching the Florida and Ohio, perfect. Let me see, in Florida. I was telling you about how these little cities are amping up. Is he talking about his numbers?
Whatever.
No wonder he doesn't get through the news. Yeah, you know what? Sometimes there's only so much bad news you can take. When it comes to sports, no. Earlier news kind of brought me down, man. That shooting out there in public, man, you know, that's bad news, man. I mean, you can't even have your grandmother or kid go into Publix now. Things aren't looking good, man, if that's the case. Here we go. Orlando, Fort Myers, St. Pete, Pinellas Park, right on the ass. And, yeah, Sarasota, yeah, you got passed up by Pinellas Park. You're busting the top five. Let me see. Fort Myers, St. Pete, Pinellas Park, Sarasota, and then Northport right on your ass. And then the 305 Palmetto here in Bradenton, and then Fort Lauderdale, Punta Gorda, and then from there, yeah, Toilet Bowl, Bradenton Parish, Naples. Parishes dip down, Spring Hill, Lakeland, Tampa, and Gulf Breeze. Gulf where? Gulf Breeze. What? Yeah, Gulf Breeze out there in the panhandle in between Panama City and Tallahassee. They got your boy Roy on over there. But it's been a week of, it's just, you know, it's more COVID, less tests. The dashboard, we told you, took it off, but we definitely depended on the Florida COVID-19 dashboard. That is not in existence anymore. Let me go over to these sports. Who do we got tonight in these games? Let me give you, I'm not going to give you a lock because we're not going to wait a week. No one's going to care if they're weak. Okay, but what do we got on the docket today? We got the Sixers. Now they visit Atlanta. Atlanta's at home there. We'll see how that turns out. The Sixers are only a 1.5 favorite over the Hawks, really? All day, man. I'm taking the 1.5 with the Hawks. The over-under is 224.5. I'm not touching, but I like the Hawks there. There you go, man. Your boy Roy's like telling you to run to the window. Grab the 1.5 at home. Atlanta is going to be pumped up. They're ready for some action, man. I'm telling you. Atlanta fans down there in the, what are they calling it, the Turner Center? Are they still calling it that? Don't know. Don't care. We're moving on because we got a better game on ESPN at 10 p.m. We got the Suns in the Nuggets. Nuggets are a 2-point favorite over the Suns. Don't know about that, buddy. Because they're Brooks and Paul are just looking to hit on all cylinders. It is an away game for the Suns. However, I don't justify it. Your boy Roy's telling you to stay. We're riding Phoenix all the way to the promised land, to the sun. That's it. No pun intended. What?
Whatever.
All right, man. It's getting late in the day. Let me see. What are we doing on the time? We got 1 foot in the door, one out. Let me see what I can tell you about the NHL, baby, because your Tampa Bay Lightning, they advance to play the New York Islanders, which I'm a huge fan of, okay? I love me some Islanders, man. Nassau County, baby. Is that Long Island? Maybe I spoke differently. Maybe, you know, but who cares? Because New York's numbers are, I mean, no one's listening from New York. So nobody can send me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com and complain that I, oh, well, Long Island's not, you know, where the Islanders play and all that crap.
Whatever.
We don't care, man. You know, don't get me started in New York because I'll start rooting for Lightning. But the Lightning, they have their hands full. I don't want them to lose to the Islanders, but I think that goes 7 games for sure. Let's take a look at when they get started there because Tampa, are they listening? No, they could care less in Tampa about my podcast. All right, let's see what's going on here for the hockey. They're going to have Friday off in the NHL. I think they're going to start the action on Saturday. Yep, and there you go. You have the Golden Knights against the Colorado Avalanche. And, you know, predictors way back in time predicted that Colorado Avalanche is the best hockey team right now in 2021. I beg to differ. I think the Lightning are a better team. I've seen them both. Golden Knights bring it as well. So, but they're going to get it started, or they're going to continue their series there. On Saturday, Golden Knights and Avalanche, the Sun, Tampa Bay Lightning, they're gonna. I thought it was this Sunday, man. Are you kidding me? There's no NHL games this Sunday. Is this fake news? You know what it is? It's this damn internet, man. Oh yeah, so Sunday we're not playing. I heard wrong. I heard Sunday. You know the thing is, this is in the know news, man. I'm telling you. I saw the NHL, and the NHL was going to get off on this Sunday at like 3 p.m. I thought the Lightning were going to play. But now, according to Sports and Odds, that's not the case. There's no game scheduled for Sunday, they're saying. I don't believe them, man. Am I going to have to – I'll have to hit another network. I will. I'll get my sources from Yahoo Sports. How about that? We're going to go to Yahoo Sports. The hell with Sports and Oz, man. Fake news, man. We're not fake news around here, man, and we don't edit the show either. Am I going to edit that part? Not.
Whatever.
I know you don't care. All right, so we are going to go. Let's see here. Let's go NHL here. Yeah, we're done with yeah, and St. Louis, by the way, is putting a pounding on the Cubs 5-1 today. So if anybody, you degenerate gamblers out of there, it's at the top of the fifth. Not that you care. Once you hear this podcast, it'll be way over. It'll be gone, man. That's the thing. And that's why your boy Roy needs to get on live radio there. So I can take some calls, too. That would be great to take some calls. But now I got to deal with emails, even though we do appreciate the one listener that asked about the red tie band, which is absolutely disgusting. Just the thought of having red tie scares me, man. That'll put us down big time here. Oh God. Just, you know what? It's so the internet here that I'm dealing with, which I believe it's, and I'm not afraid to say it, I believe it's Frontier and memo to Frontier. horrible, man, in North Sarasota. The Frontier Connection is absolutely, God, it really takes you back to the 90s. It really does. I might as well have dial-up with the way it's just the spinning. It wants to give us nothing, man. It's almost exhausting. I mean, baseball, I don't want baseball anymore. Trending. Oh, Lord. It's just enough to make you absolutely... You just want to bash your head against the wall is what you want to do. But, you know, we're going to try to self-contain, man. It's Friday. We're feeling good. We're going to go to the Casa Havana out there in Bradenton. Me and Mom are about to head over there as soon as I get out of here. Let me see how we're doing on the time, because it's a show about nothing, as you can see, because news and updates, no, not at all, man. You get nothing here. But I'm glad you tuned in, because I'm about to jump off the bridge here with this internet. I just can't take it, man. I'm too good of in a mood today. I don't, you know, all this nonsense about it's spinning, I'm not getting connection. They're telling me that there's not an NHL game this Sunday. I could swear there was. Maybe I'm the one that's breaking the news, man. 3 p.m. I heard on Sunday. That's the rumor has it in the street, man. But not according to sportsandodds.com. They don't want to acknowledge it, man. They're saying no. Let me see what they're saying about Monday the 14th. Because if they're telling me there's not a game there, and they are, and then you're just fake news, and I'm gonna trash you. I don't know if it's the internet or if it's your damn website there. All right, giving me this misinformation, but I'm not gonna deal with it. Guess what? Because I do what I want. I'm gonna wrap it up. I want to thank the sponsors of the whole show today, livingforthecinema.com. I hope you enjoyed the show and not only listened to your shout out. I wanted you to listen to the show. Maybe you could give me some feedback, and you all are welcome as well. srqtalk@gmail.com is the way to do it, or leave me a voicemail at srqtalk.com by hitting the message button. There is no more. That was the week that was recapped there. We gave you some sports games until my internet took a damn dive, and that's it. And we're going to end the show on that note. We'll see you next Friday when we're back here. And by then, we'll be going over the week that was. Everybody's keep it safe. Don't act a fool and be nice to someone.
Oh, thank you.